brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two. It is the 26th day of July 2005. Wide open phones in this hour. And I want to talk more about the London bombing. Why are we spending so much time on this? Another example of problem reaction solution by government and just all the lies we've caught them in, you know, the clear evidence that government's behind it. Just like on 9/11, this stuff is really being hyped up and used for effect, and we've got to expose it. Also, a lot of new developments coming out concerning the police state here in the United States, and as well as genetically engineered foods, and what's happening with some of the chemicals and things they're putting into our foods and our water. Just a massive important news coming up in this hour. But right now, let's go to the calls. Derek in Kansas City. Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah, Alex. How you doing? I'm a huge fan. I'm a new listener.
And, well, good to have you on board, sir.
Well, I wanted to thank you for the work you and Paul are doing because it's really good stuff. What I want to talk to you about was I saw this article. It was on Yahoo, but it was actually a link for the Seattle Times, and the headline was effort here to charge London suspect was blocked, and it's about how this Haroon Aswat was prosecutors were blocked in their efforts to charge him with involvement in a case having to do with a terrorist training camp in Bly, Oregon in 1999, and higher-ups let him go. He was going to be charged, and they let him go, and now he has been, they're saying in London that he has been in contact with two of the four so-called suicide bombers in days and hours before the attack.
You know, I saw that article, and for some reason didn't print it or didn't bring it. Email that. Go to prisonplanet.com.
Okay.
And email that article to Paul from the Seattle Times, and we'll do something on it. But, sir, this is the same M.O. every time. Listen, I have articles from the late 90s from Alabama and North Carolina. One of these was in the Austin American Statesman. It was black helicopters scare public. Separate article than the articles in the front page of the paper about drills in Texas. And it described just thousands of Arabs at these bases in Alabama and North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And how the blacked out windows on the buses would drive into these camps and there'd be explosions and machine guns. And then the locals would talk to the military that was training them and talk to the Arabs at the local diner. And they would go, yeah, we're training to be terrorists. What? And so there are terrorist training camps up in the mountains of California. They fire machine guns, explode bombs. Locals complain. News cameras show video of their encampments. The police don't raid them. They have terror training camps that you just mentioned. I've seen that in Oregon. Well, nothing, because this is CIA, sir.
Yeah.
You understand? Exactly. Listen, we have Mexican troops training by the hundreds at different ranches in South Texas openly. Los Zetas is expanding its force, and it's all government run.
Yeah.
And then they go out and kill all the CIA's competition for drug dealing.
Yeah.
And then you read the local newspapers, and they go, yeah, they used to work for the U.S. government until a few months ago, and now they're out killing everybody. But the Border Patrol's been ordered not to shoot back at them. They work for the globalists. They're mercs. People, folks, the criminality has gotten so insane now.
Yeah, it's crazy. If you go through the article, there's so many contradictions, and they say that.
No, I know. I read it. They'll report that this guy's protected by the government, but now he's with terrorists, and not go, I wonder why.
Exactly. Stinks.
Give folks that headline in case they missed it.
I will do that.
No, I mean, do you have the headline in front of you?
Yes, I do. It's seattletimes.nwsource.com.
No. What's the physical title?
Oh, the headline itself?
Yes.
Effort here to charge London suspect was blocked.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now 8:29 into this second hour. Wide open phones taking your calls. Coming up, Georgia. That's not the Georgia peach, folks. That's the Eastern Bloc. Georgia claims Russia behind February bombing. FSB caught blowing up buildings before, and they think that they're using it to destabilize the country. Bin Laden had planned to sell poison cocaine to America in 2002. Total propaganda. Pentagon blocks release of Abu Ghraib images. We'll tell you why. And the Brazilians demanding arrest over killing of their citizen, or like execution. It's all coming up. Right now, though, let's go to Ron. Ron's not up next. Actually, Roger in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Roger.
Yes, thanks, Alex. And I'd like to pound out the toll-free to Das Kapital Hill switchboard, their home of Homeland Hitler, to fight the CAFTA bill and the other evil du jour as they arise. And I've been wanting to say forever now, Alex, your opening monologues should quite often be bronze. They're good, so I pertain.
I don't know about that, but thank you for the compliment, Roger.
Yeah. Hey, and when you call to oppose CAFTA, use language like that one cancer doctor. Tell them that if CAFTA passes, that if they fail to convince their fellow congressmen to oppose it, and because of its codex compliance provisions, that is Codex Alimentarius. And you say you can't get your vitamins other than watered down, worthless, and hundreds of dollars a bottle, that you'll be camped out at their offices and on their lawn at home to die. That should help out a bit. And they're getting all kinds of pressure, you know. They're getting...
Well, again, for those that don't know, CAFTA is thousands of pages long, and it literally merges our government. And I've read much of the document. It says, into international bodies, international treaties, international agreements, and then any treaties they sign, we then come under those. So it's global government.
Yeah, okay. Now, the toll-free, again, is 877. 762-8762, again, 877-762-8762, and call every day, at least once a day, call locally as well as the Washington number I just gave you, and we're talking about just in a day or two, possibly Thursday afternoon, you never know, it might be rolled up till Wednesday, God bless you all.
Yeah, take care, we had Ron Paul's office on Friday talking about it. In the aftermath of the Patriot Act passing last Thursday, and Bush said, see, there have been more bombings in London. We've got to have this. But they leave our perimeters wide open. But, we've got to have more cameras in America and more checkpoints and more police searching you, and you just better learn to follow orders or the terrorists are gonna get you. And the government hates making you their slaves, but they've got to make you prisoners for your own good. Kyle in California. Go ahead, Kyle.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. I've disconnected from the internet and I haven't been able to keep up with you that often, but apparently you're following me out here. I'm seeing you all over the place. You're getting quoted in editorials in the paper, not correctly, but your name's out there, and I look forward to hearing you on Coast to Coast this week. And you're
what do you
also
mean I got quoted in the newspaper?
This guy was talking about the the Bohemian Grove, and he quoted you as saying that you said that that they were sacrificing children in there, and I know from your videos that you say it's an effigy, but that's where it came in. But you've been
what,
on the,
what paper was that?
The local paper, the Press Democrat.
Oh yeah, the Press Democrat's always attacking me. So you're in Santa Rosa.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm.
Well, write a letter to the editor and say I listen to Alex Jones.
I got his phone number. I'm gonna call him. I'm a uniquely American. I have three jobs. I'm doing all I can, brother.
That's what Bush said. That lady goes, I got three jobs. He goes, good. That's what you're supposed to have. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in that phone. I'm in that book. But I've called you a few times, and this is where I come when I got the really hard questions, because there's a lot of people around here that agree so much with what you're dropping. The new judge in this Federalist Society connection, I was wondering if you know any nefarious reasons that this thing exists, or if you know anything about it.
Well, I mean, it's another think tank that claims it's conservative. And it might have been 20 years ago, but it's gotten more neoconish like everything else. I mean, I got to tell you, Judge Roberts, at least on the surface, is better than Alberto Gonzalez. I mean, Gonzalez is a member of a racist hate group, Mecha. He says Bush is above the law and is the law. He actually said in memos, Bush is sovereign. Bush is the law, which, folks, that's not the case. You know, if Bush was the law, he could, barbecue small children on the front lawn of the White House and not get in trouble.
But Alex,
let me just finish the answer. With Roberts, his wife is on a bunch of big boards with defense contractors and others, big neocon outfit. She's making masses of money off that, conflict of interest. He was one of the top lawyers in the first Bush White House. He was then a solicitor general. And so he's been a very powerful puppet of theirs for 20 years, just like Gonzalez was their Enron lawyer and then, got Bush's DWI record expunged. So Roberts is bad news, and he's not a real conservative, but go ahead.
Well, it's like picking between Kerry and Bush, though. I mean, the game is so rigged, we don't even have a choice, and the the public discourse to put, if any of us chose to put our name behind it.
Well, that's right. When he was advising the first Bush, Herbert Walker, the 41st, you know, King George the first, when he was advising him, they're making all those papers secret. They won't even release, you know, the advice he gave them. I mean, now they're saying they might release a page or something, you know.
It's ridiculous, but hey, I can just tell you, just as far as you're talking about the Zarqawi in Iraq, there's a reporter who's on this supposed left named Dar Jamal, and he uses the word phantom to describe him. So I can just tell you, brother, you're getting proven right, left and right, and I appreciate you what you're doing, and
well, I appreciate
your
the call.
Accessibility. Thank you.
God bless you. No, write a letter to the editor. It's better if it comes from you than from I, because, you know, from myself, because if you, you know, I mean, if I write a letter to the editor, they might not publish it, and I haven't even seen the article. I know that the San Francisco Chronicle's written articles this year mentioning what I've done, and I didn't know about the Press Democrat. Somebody might email that to me. That'd always be nice. The Bohemian Grove is still ongoing right now. They meet every year from July 15th to July 30th, and engage in these bizarre Canaanite rituals. And in the film and on the radio, I have always said that it looked like an effigy of a child, a five-year-old, a four-year-old, and they bring it up and burn it. And then in their own club publications, they show owls stomping on bloody children, you know, drawings of it, baby skeletons burning in fires, you know, owls standing on top, skulls, you know, big images of skulls up in the trees. I mean, I never said they were killing someone. And yes, I know the Press Democrat has said that I said that before, and I called up and complained to him. This is about 2 years ago. I don't have time anymore to just even complain, to even try to counter people attacking me. And they just didn't retract it. They just said, well, that's what we're saying. So, basically. So write a letter to the editor. All right, but I can't really comment on this latest one because in fact, I haven't read it. Let's go ahead and go to Ted. Ted is in New York. Go ahead, Ted.
Hello, Alex. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. You don't need to tell me I'm doing a great job. Go ahead.
Sorry, okay, then you're not doing a great job.
I'm doing a horrible job. No,
yeah.
I just makes me feel weird, everybody telling me how great I am.
Yeah, why
you
so
guys are great for caring about the country, for being involved enough to be listeners of this show.
I have something interesting to tell you. InternetTrafficReport.com, the Asia routers, a lot of them are down. Bangalore is at zero. Tehran, Haifa, Tel Aviv, Japan, Malaysia, Samoa, those routers are at zero. One of the Taiwan routers is at zero. And
that's very unusual.
It's extremely unusual.
Do you think those meters may be malfunctioning?
No, I don't think so. This is a world report.
So they're just DNS servers aren't working then?
Yeah, or maybe somebody's busy tapping into these things, and we're seeing the the results of the tapping going on.
Well, for those that don't know, people say they can't shut the web off. Yes, they can.
Oh, yeah.
And they've said with Internet, too, that they're going to shut down the old web, basically take it off life support, not update the file name servers. This is public.
Yeah.
Just type in, the Internet is dead. You'll get headlines out of England where they had an Internet, too, meeting. And they're just going to start shutting down the old web. And then on the new web, it's going to be taxed. It's going to be regulated. There'll be like 50 corporations or private companies or universities you go to have a subdomain with them. And basically, it's a private group hijacking the entire web and forcing it over to their companies.
Well, we'll just have to go right back to dial-up service, won't we?
Well, that's it. I mean, they'll be like the BBSs. They can't stop it. There's now a hunger there, and people are going to find it, but they're sure going to try.
In fact, you know what will probably happen is it'll spring up new internets, new private networks.
No, that's it. That's already happening.
Yeah.
And that's all Internet 2 is, but it's got government backing, so they're building Internet 2 with DARPA and the universities. Openly, stay there. We need to talk about this. For those that don't know, they're openly going to steal the Internet, shut it down, and then transfer it over to their new thing that they're going to control. We'll be right back. galactic-size theft worth over $1 trillion.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Chad in New York. You know, the subject you bring up about the Internet is so important, and I am one of the few people that noticed this, and I'm not tooting my horn, but I've talked about it a little bit, but I haven't covered it like I should. They had an Internet 2 meeting earlier this year in Austin. And just type in, the Internet is dead. And you'll get a whole bunch of articles out of Austin, out of London, out of major cities in Ireland for some reason, where they've had Internet 2 meetings in the last two or three years. And they've got these talking points. The internet is dead. It's over for the internet. It just fell apart. But don't worry, the new thing is here. It's like, you know, claiming the new cell phone service is here, and then it doesn't work. Well, in this case, it's going to work, but they're going to con you into moving over to internet too. And folks, you're not going to have a choice. They are saying, and the U.S. has almost all these file name servers and is in control of it via ICANN, this quasi-private group that DARPA, you know, gave the internet to, you know, a few decades ago. They are just saying they're not going to update it. Any comments on that there, Ted?
Yeah, you're right. And people don't understand who it is that started the internet to begin with. I've talked to people, and they flat out refuse to accept the fact it was an NSA creation and, you know, later used by DARPA everywhere.
Well, they either tell you that it's Al Gore or that Bill Gates invented it. No, I mean, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
One time I had a question and answer at a speech, and I asked that question. I said, who invented the internet? And I got Al Gore and Bill Gates.
Yeah.
And this was a crowd, and finally somebody said, DARPA. But you're right. DARPA did not they helped manage it and helped develop it and fund it, but it was an NSA creation. That's National Security Agency, folks. And, do you want to comment on that, Ted?
Yeah, or no such agency, as they used to call themselves.
Yes.
Right now, the just to add a little more data to earlier, the global index of uptime right now is 75%. Asia's at 28%. It's interesting that India would be at zero right now, and some of these other countries, you know, maybe it's a rehearsal for something big.
Excuse me, India is at zero?
Yes. It's at zero. I just refreshed it. You can go to internettrafficreport.com/asia.htm, and you can see what I'm seeing.
I've never heard of that happening.
Yeah, and...
I mean, we'll have times when the parts of the internet, you know, has a stroke, but not the whole thing.
And, you know, one Taiwan router is at zero, the other one's at 81%. Samoa's at zero, Malaysia's at zero, Japan is at zero, and in Israel, Haifa and Tel Aviv are at zero, and, you know, as well, like I said, about India.
Well, no, I've been to the Internet Traffic Report, and I know man, I tell you, so what does this mean?
Well, you know what it might be? This may be a test because, you know, I think before they hit countries like Iran and others, I think you'll see them take the web down, you know, to stop communications.
Oh, yeah, and then claim hackers did it, and they'll grab some zit-fish kid.
Yeah, and they'll probably unload 6 or 7 or 9 shots into them, you know. And, by the way, I just wanted to share something with you in the audience from Hermann Göring. And this is so apropos to what's happening today. He says, why, of course, the people don't want war. Why should some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war when the best he can get out of it is to come back to his farm in one piece? Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia nor in England nor, for that matter, in Germany. That is understood. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy, a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is to tell them that they are being attacked and denounce the peacemakers for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country.
Yeah, there's lots of quotes like that. And the incredible thing is these guys would write news articles and say it, and then write books and admit it all.
Mm-hmm.
Just incredible. Thank you so much for the call.
You're quite welcome.
Yeah, folks, it's a catch-22. The globalists mean for the internet to be a total tracking grid where your refrigerator, and we're talking just in a few years, your appliances will automatically reorder food. There'll be an RFID chip that costs about 2 cents on every item. It will read and track that. England's already talking about doing it with the trash cans. And everything you do will be tracked, traced, and taxed, and it gives them total control. And then they're just going to shut the old web off, the template, basically burn that, and then force you onto the new one, where there's no freedom. It's called Internet 2, and it is the kiss of death.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
What you doing when you're driving my way? If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm not.
You know, the world is so complex that I don't claim to know much of anything. But compared to the average person out there who doesn't even try to investigate the way things work and how the world operates, I mean, compared to them, our listeners, myself included, you know, are light years ahead of people. I mean, if the average American knew about government-sponsored terror, if the average American knew about our birthright and our history and what was in the Bill of Rights, they would look around them and see the horrific tyranny being instigated against us. But at the same time, I mean, you know, that last caller brings up how the Internet works and, you know, these key switching stations and servers and routers. How just a handful of systems control everything. And those are at universities, those are at select corporations, the government controls those through ICANN, and they can shut it down anytime they want. And they're openly saying that they're not going to update them. They're going to let it start failing. As more and more people around the world try to log onto the Internet, they said it's going to fail in the next 3 years. And they started saying this a year ago. And These are private corporations teamed up with the government and universities saying they're going to set the rules of the new Internet, and they're going to force you all over onto it. And so they're going to create an artificial monopoly. They're going to create a syndicate, just like the big newspapers were bought up 100 years ago. Before that, you had thousands of owners of newspapers. Now, what is it, like 93% of the entire newspaper readership market is owned by five companies? And then the other little 7% is just the thousands of little local papers. But still, that 7% is big. Why not start your own local paper? We may have to go back to that at some point. It's scary. I mean, it's really, really scary. And there's many different ways they plan to control the net. Number one is, I would have to say, is Internet 2. But in the interim, they're coming out with hate crimes laws, saying, we want America to sign treaties where we can arrest you as citizens if they say, you know, anything that the EU disagrees with, basically. And our federal government's trying to pass laws to arrest you for your speech. And I know a lot of you are doubting that. I had trouble believing it years ago, even when I read the legislation. It's failed many times. And they change the name every year. This year it's called the Local Law Enforcement Assistance Act. Nothing to do with that. It should be called the Federalization of Local Police into Commissariat Political Thought Crimes Thugs. But I've read the bills, and it's in there right now, and it barely failed last year. They're trying to ram it through this year. And folks, you read from the Old Testament, you're arrested criticizing certain groups. States have passed these laws. Remember what happened in Philadelphia, where they'd passed a law the year before. We talked about that law, and look what happened. Thank God the Christians had video of it. We've linked to the video on the website. They have the Outfest, the gay parade. And the folks at the Outfest didn't believe in the First Amendment. And so here were these peaceful people in an open city area down at the park. And here were these Christians across the street. The cops had said, you can't be in this public park during the Outfest. Okay? You're just not allowed to come in here. But you can stand across the street. So they're standing across the street, already had their rights violated, just praying quietly. And here come the cops. You got to move to a free speech zone. So they take them down a side alley. They notice there's the paddy wagons. That's what they do all over the country. Whether you're an environmental activist or a Second Amendment activist or a land rights activist or an anti-gay activist, whatever you are, they herd you towards, just comply, please, we're not arresting you. They herd you towards the paddy wagon, and then at the paddy wagon, about 20 of the Outfest people, just talk about Nazis, run over, start screaming and yelling, and the cops go, see? See? You have incited them. It's your fault. They're yelling. So we're charging you all with terrorism. And they faced 47 years in prison. Over 20 people were arrested. What they knocked the charges down to like 6 or 7 people. 47 years, and Bush's U.S. attorney was helping with the charges, and it was going forward, and a judge, they appealed the motion for trial to a higher judge, and the judge said, no way, this is America. But, see, not all judges are like that, folks. And Alberto Gonzalez believes in arresting people for their speech. He advised the court on briefs where anti-war protesters, you'd have in one case, 500 pro-Bush people, one person with a No Blood for Oil sign, in a non-permanent demonstration worshiping the leader when he came to his hotel, they're all two blocks down being held back by the police. One guy has a sign. The cops go, Secret Service says you're not allowed to protest. And the guy said, yeah, I'm an American. He was a Vietnam vet in that particular case I'm covering. And they arrested him, and he spent 6 months in federal prison. Oh, yeah, the federal judge said, yeah, we're allowed to do this. I'm sure you heard the story. We had the owner of the coffee shop and donut shop on. Bush was going to be coming last year to Memphis, Tennessee, and so all the stores got calls saying no anti-Bush signs, no Bush signs, period, in your windows. Do you understand? This is the Secret Service. And the guy said, well, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I'm pretty conservative. My main clientele is the federal courthouse next door, but that's it. I'm putting a sign up saying I was told by the Secret Service not to have a sign up, and I got a free speech right to do this. You know, I mean, if they try to intimidate us and tell us just to shut up, and we go along with it, then it's over, folks. This country's gone. You understand that? Your children's birthright is gone. Your grandchildren's birthright is gone. You're not going to have to wait for them to be hurt by this. Maybe you don't care about them. You're so self-centered. Folks, they're going to take your pension funds. They're going to take your jobs economically. The globalists openly have some really bad things planned for this country. They openly talk about bringing us down to, you know, third world status, teaching us a lesson, sustainability, you know, Agenda 21, NAFTA, GATT. It's all the same agenda through these treaties. And, you know, it just makes my head spin sometimes. Heaven help this country. All right. I'm going to go to your calls. And I just got, you know what, let me just cover a little bit of news quickly, and then we'll go back to your calls. But the calls are the news. All the different items you bring up. And it just, frankly, it's better than covering the news because you always bring up the news. In fact, you almost always bring up something in my stack that I never would have gotten to if we wouldn't have taken your call. Georgia claims Russia behind February bombing. This is the Moscow News, big daily paper of Moscow. And, of course, we have a link to the archive, the Hegelian Dialectic in History, Russian FSB caught blowing up buildings. Georgian Interior Minister Vano Merbashvili accused the Russian military Monday of being behind a series of attacks, including a powerful car bomb attack that killed three policemen in the eastern Georgia city of Gori in February. The inquiry into the Gori attack revealed that Russian Colonel Anatol Siviov, I'm sorry to the Slavs, I barely speak English, I'm a redneck, but having trouble, Sisoyev, organized a group of saboteurs who were trained on Russian territory. The group was responsible for several terrorist attacks and organized the attack in Gori. He said in televised remarks that were immediately denied by Russia's embassy in Tbilisi and officials in Moscow. Three people have so far been arrested in the investigation, and six more are wanted, he said, adding that the results of the inquiry have been passed to the Russian embassy, which he said would be studied. I hope the Russians side will hand over all suspects that organized and carried out these terrorist attacks on Georgian territory, he said. And, of course, those attacks were carried out clearly by the Russians and then blamed on their political enemies. Folks, Putin was caught, FSB members, three of them, planting bombs in a fourth building in 99. He was wildly unpopular. The people hated him, knew he was a czarist, commissariat. And by czarist, that's incorrect, folks. A Soviet imperialist. Czarist would be the opposite of that. At least on the command and control spectrum, on the opposite of that. But he got caught. And, you know, Moscow police, on by and large, aren't bad. They're good people. And they were staking out apartments and caught the guys planting the bombs, and it was real bombs. And what did Putin say? Oh, it's just a drill. And then when police chiefs wouldn't shut up, he got them fired. Now, here in America, most police chiefs would just care about their jet boat, and so what if Bush is blowing stuff up? I'll go along. And that's how evil we've gotten, but over in Russia, it didn't quite work that way. The Russian colonel traveled frequently to Moscow-backed separatist region of South Ossetia, and invited Valaviv to join the military intelligence. And then it goes on with all the evidence of that. And do not forget, our government admits, that they brag about it, that pro-America Mossadegh wouldn't give BP all the oil in 1953 in Iran, so they carried out bombings and shootings all over the country and then handed out handbills saying, up with Mossadegh, up with communism, up with the bombings, and then our government removed him. Our government gets on the radio and gets on TV and puts it in books and brags, oh, yeah, we carry out terror and blame it on people. We have their own handbooks from the 70s, the 80s, We have Operation Northwoods, where the government goes, we could hijack jets and crash them and bomb D.C. and commit sniper attacks and train patsies, and we could blow up a ship again in Havana Harbor like we did in 1898. We could do it again. Folks, this is not a radical broadcast. We're just telling it like it is. Who has the history? Who has the motive? And every day, there's some new example of governments carrying out bombings. You know, let's say you're against taking implantable microchips 10 years from now when you basically can't leave your house unless you have one. If they win, folks, you'll see. It'll happen. And they'll probably still even let me be on the air complaining about it. It's just you'll have to do it. I'll have to have food deliveries made to my house or I can't go out or the police will arrest me. I mean, I'm not being sarcastic, folks. Who would have thought the Supreme Court would say forced drugging, forced psychological testing of all school children? Who would have thought they'd say no private property? Who would have thought that Tommy Thompson would have taken a chip and traveling the country telling children to take it? I mean, the former secretary. I mean, it's Twilight Zone. But hypothetically, would a Christian group carry out bombings against the microchip? That would only make the government's case be stronger and help their position of trying to microchip us. Let's use a real-world example. 9/11, why on earth would the Saudis, why on earth would the Afghans, why on earth would the Egyptians, why on earth would Ayatollah Khomeini, why would any of these people throughout history, going back 20 years, why would Gaddafi want to carry... And Lockerbie's been proven to be a British government job, folks. Why would this happen? Why would they want to attack America knowing... I mean, that'd be like if I weighed 110 pounds and was the biggest, couldn't wrestle my way out of a paper bag, and I wanted to go pick a fight with some 6'8", 300-pound power lifter named Crusher, who's killed three people. Or here's a better analogy. If I was a 100-pound person in a wheelchair, why would I go into a biker bar and start swinging a golf club at bikers? I mean, it's ridiculous. Just on its face, folks, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. It's asinine. And again, you go, well, there have been lots of bombings throughout history. Yeah, the CIA went in to the Muslim radicals, literal, people living in, as Bedouins, living in little cities, literal cavemen. They went to them in the 1950s and said, communists are trying to take over. And they went and radicalized the Muslims, saying the Russians won't let you practice your religion, which was true, by the way. And you got to get dirty and start bombing them, and we're going to let you take over the government. All over the Middle East. And then they call that blowback today. It's not blowback. You know, a lot of these suicide bombers and people that are carrying out are just poor guys from some little dust village. You know, never been outside his village. He's 18 years old. Mama gets, $100,000. And he goes and blows himself up. And he's a real suicide bomber. But what you don't know is that money came directly from the IMF and World Bank, and we've been able to track it from there. And Barry Hamish, a renowned Jewish reporter, even writes for the Jerusalem Post, has exposed that stuff. They want to keep that area militarized. So they're real Muslim terrorists too, folks. But up the chain, they're being funded and controlled and were founded by Mossad, Shin Bet, MI5, MI6, CIA, Defense Intelligence. This is admitted. Yitzhak Rabin gave a speech and admitted it. I mean, I've got a problem. I read the newspaper. I read the newswires. I read what these people, the speeches they give. I watch the video of their speeches online. I sit up till 4 in the morning researching this. And until we figure out who's behind the terror and who stands to gain from it, it's just going to get worse. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I was just sitting here going over my terrorist documents, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Which they do teach in FBI manuals are terrorists.
Project Megiddo, right?
Well, that's part of it. But, I also have the footage in Kansas City of the FEMA commander, military guy, teaching the police that.
Now, I also think I'm going to spend the rest of my afternoon, like, injecting myself with microchips, munching on some depleted uranium, and I'll wash it all down with some delicious and nutritious mercury.
Well, again, it sounds insane, but that's what they say is good, yeah?
I wanted to seriously, though, ask you a couple of questions about teen screen, and how does that correlate with TMAP, the Texas Medical Algorithm Project?
It's the same thing. And then
the same thing, really?
Yeah, federally funded drug testing, getting you used to like a prisoner, giving tests to see if you're on drugs in the criminal justice system. Then you statistically get on more drugs, not less. They know that. That's the plan. They ship it in. And you got to hand it to them. Back when drugs were legal, these monopolies didn't make as much money, did they?
No, they did not.
No, I mean, a whole can of opium was only like a dollar.
No. One of the concerns that I would have for parents, because I know they're setting it up right next door here in Illinois right now, or close to us, is Teen
Screen. Teen Screen is just the local name of the New Freedoms. You're against New Freedom?
Now, Jim,
don't you want New Freedom?
I'm not going to ask my question.
It's though. Freedom Plus. Well, I'll answer you on the other side. Stay there. Freedom plus restrictions. Freedom plus surveillance. Freedom plus enslavement.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
All right, go ahead and finish up, Tim.
Yes, Alex, thank you very much. My question was, I know they've come in and they've made it so the legislation will have Medicaid pick up a lot of the tab for these new psychotropics and these SSRIs that they're going to be prescribing to these children that they just subjectively pick to go on this thing. My question is, How are they going to enforce that? Are they going to make the kids take drug tests? Are they going to have, you know, the enforcement police come?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be that, too. See, that's part of getting the drug testing in. It's not just to test to see if you're on the illegal drugs to get you into their system. It's also to make sure you're taking the drugs they've ordered.
Oh, gee, wake up, people.
Listen, it's in the plan. They will, even if it's put into your state, we just beat it in Texas, but it was federally passed, they will forcibly come to your house, even if you're homeschooled, and take your five-year-old off for psychological testing with guidelines written by the drug companies. Thanks for the call. I mean, folks, you couldn't make stuff up like this. I mean, Tommy Thompson, the big secretary, you know, Bush's cabinet, leaves and has now taken the chip and is going to travel the country promoting that young people get chips. Folks, it's happening. We're in a bad science fiction movie. Man, I tell you, we're in Revelation. That's what we're in. But your churches will say, don't worry, just take it. It's not evil. It's good. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Fred, Philadelphia. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to bring up a couple things. First of all, on the investigation from after the second incident in London, you had...
Hey, talk right into your telephone for me.
Huh?
Put the telephone right up by your mouth for me.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, you're covering the receiver.
The local cops had actually raided a house in Tulse Hill, and actually I had heard on the mainstream media that there was another killing on Friday.
Yeah, there've been a whole bunch of killings there, and people are saying they're killing people that aren't Muslims. They're getting rid of some evidence. So you got to have people that look like they're Central Asian or Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't really need to be.
Well,
then you've got to get rid of those people.
Well, remember, there is a population, for example, of Cubans that are fanatically anti-Castro. There's a population of Christian Arabs that is fanatically anti-Muslim. So there is always a...
Yeah, there's also a pro-Israel group of Palestinians that Israel openly uses to carry out bombings and blame it on the Palestinians.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to mention is on the different subject, the Internet... you had basically agencies that were developing information networking at the time the Internet was getting off the ground. Defense Communications Agency, Defense Intelligence Security Agency, and the Defense Logistics Agency, with the long-range goal of keeping control of the Internet even if these so-called advisory agencies, advisory groups, they're not agencies, are allowed to exist. They really have no power, the advisory ones, even though they are the secret organizations have the power over the Internet, not necessarily day-to-day in detail, but to make sure that it doesn't do anything that is unapproved of by the agencies. And,
yeah, that's admitted. Thanks for the call. And the average person needs to become aware of that. The third hour is coming up. 30 more minutes of news and information. We got a special interview coming up in your calls. 1-800-259-9231. I'll get into this ridiculous story about Bin Laden wants to poison the cocaine. Don't for a minute think the crime families are going to allow that. You think the Bushes are going to allow their best business to be tampered with? That's totally made up. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Terrorism.